So. My dear devotees, I'm very happy to have the opportunity today to address you today with a subject matter which I consider of the utmost importance, really, in our Krishna conscious practice. Molto felice. Yes. I think if all of us understand and apply what we will try to humbly present to you today, your life will be, you will become a true lover of God. Yoo-hoo! As some of you know, since quite some time we have been giving kirtan and japa retreats all over the world, and I believe some Italian devotees were already our guests. So today I would like to give like a summary of what we teach during our retreats to all of you.
Come forse sapete, è già un po' d'anni che svolgiamo dei seminari su Japa e su Kirtan. Alcuni devoti italiani hanno già partecipato come ospiti a questi seminari. E pertanto oggi vorrei darvi un riassunto degli argomenti di cui parliamo in questi seminari.
I request that you are very attentive and when it comes to the exercises, extremely participatory.
Io vi chiederò di stare molto attenti e quando andremo agli esercizi vi prego di partecipare.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pachanine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Dadani Vandeham Siguru Sijuta Padagamalang Sigurun Vaishnavangsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatang Dang Vidam Sijivam Sadvetang Savadhudhang Paritana Saitang Krishna Chaitana Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Ratidhan Vitangsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Tina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Gandha Radha Kanta Namostute O Tapta Ganchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanesvari Vrishavanu Suti Devi Pranamami Aripye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Eta Garadhara Shiva Sadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare At the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a very, very important discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, a discussion where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu puts or makes it very clear for what purpose he has come and appeared.
Alla fine della Cetania Centrambi fece una discussione tra il signore Cetania e Ramananda Roy. In questa discussione il signore Cetania rende molto chiaro lo scopo della sua venuta.
And we will find out that Mahaprabhu had appeared to give what no other incarnation has given before, and that is pure love of God.
E lì troviamo che il signore Cetania è venuto a dare quello che nessuna altra incarnazione ha dato, e cioè l'amore per Dio.
And he has given this gift by what is called in Bengali an upaya.
Egli ha donato questo regalo in ciò che in Bengali è definito upaya.
Upaya means is a means. Is a means, a process, something.
Questo significa mezzo, processo.
Yes, and upaya is something through which you can attain something which is very difficult to attain.
Upaya è un mezzo attraverso il quale ottenere qualcosa che è molto difficile da raggiungere.
For instance, the means for Krishna Kirtan Prabhu, who comes from England to come here to Prabhupada Desh, was an airplane, I suppose.
Ad esempio, il mezzo attraverso quale Krishna Kirtan è venuto qui oggi da Londra è stato l'aeroplano.
If there would have been no airplane, Krishna Kirtan would not have come here in this time.
Se non ci fosse stato un aereo, Krishna Kirtan non sarebbe potuto arrivare qui adesso.
Or let me give you another example. If I would like to speak with my friend Radhanath Maharaj, who I believe is now in South India, the means would be a telephone connection.
Vi do un altro esempio. Se io volessi parlare con mio amico Radhanath Swami, che si trova al sud dell'India, lo strumento sarebbe un collegamento telefonico.
I think you understand the idea. A means is something which allows us to attain something which is otherwise very difficult to attain.
Credo che abbiate capito il senso. Il mezzo, lo strumento, è qualcosa attraverso cui ottenere qualcosa che altrimenti sarebbe molto difficile ottenere.
So the main means or upaya for people to obtain love of Godhead is, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the chanting of the holy name.
Quindi lo strumento migliore, upaya, per ottenere l'amore per Dio è il canto del Santo Nome.
But if you have a means to obtain a difficult end, you need to know how to utilize this means in a proper way.
Ma se volete raggiungere uno scopo, dovete sapere anche come usare lo strumento nel modo più appropriato.
If you don't know how to use an instrument properly, you will not get the result.
Se non sapete come usare lo strumento appropriatamente, non otterrete il risultato.
If I, for instance, don't know how to utilize the telephone properly, I will not be able to reach anyone.
Ad esempio, se non so usare adeguatamente il telefono, non sono capace di raggiungere qualcuno.
So I want to ask today a disturbing question to all of you.
Voglio chiedervi oggi una domanda un po' disturbante.
Do you chant Hare Krishna sometimes?
Cantate qualche volta Hare Krishna?
My second question is, have you obtained love of God?
La mia seconda domanda è, avete ottenuto l'amore per Dio?
If you chant Hare Krishna but you have not obtained love of God, it means you don't know how to chant.
Se cantate Hare Krishna ma non avete ottenuto l'amore per Dio, allora non sapete come cantare.
You're pretending to chant.
State facendo finta di cantare.
You chant the shadow of the holy name, not the real name.
Cantate l'ombra del Santo Nome.
You have not learned your lessons.
Non avete imparato le vostre lezioni.
You are shadow Hare Krishnas.
Siete degli Hare Krishna ombra.
Walking in the darkness.
E che camminano al buio.
Hare Krishna. So, oh nice, now everyone is listening. This is a very serious subject. How can we use the means, the chanting of the Hare Krishna, in the right way? I will try to give a little answer to this in this lecture and the following ones.
Cercherò di dare una risposta a questo nella mia lezione attraverso le seguenti parole.
In the Bhagavatam it says that there is a nice illustration of how to use the means, how to use the chanting.
Nel Bhagavatam c'è un bel esempio su come usare il mezzo, su come usare il canto.
It says, take the mantra, which is like a bow.
Dice, prendete il mantra, che è come un arco.
Tighten the bow.
Tirate l'arco.
Yes. And then take aim at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna.
E poi prendete la mira ai piedi di loto di Radha.
And then use this means to bring yourself in the divine presence.
E poi usate questo come mezzo per raggiungere la divina presenza.
When I read this verse, I decided to study. It was 20 years back. How can we take the right aim? And how can we bring the arrow, the pure living entity, to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna?
Quando ho letto questo ho deciso di studiare, era circa 20 anni fa, e allora pensai come possiamo scoccare questa freccia per arrivare, per portare l'anima, l'entità vivente, al cospetto di Radha Krishna.
And from this we have developed the Kirtan arrow.
E da questo abbiamo sviluppato la freccia del Kirtan.
Yes. At the end of this presentation, I will give you a little kirtan arrow, but I won't give it to you now because you will not listen to the lecture, but only look at it. So the first rule in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the first point is what we call in English alignment.
La prima regola nel cantare il mantra di Krishna è ciò che chiamiamo in inglese allineamento.
Allineamento means really to bring yourself to the practice.
Allineare vuol dire mettervi insieme alla pratica, essere tutt'uno con la pratica.
To bring your body, your mind and your heart to the practice of chanting.
Portare corpo, la mente e il cuore nella pratica del canto.
If you bring something into allineamento, into alignment, then you can get an, how do you say in English, a wonderful result.
Se riuscite a fare un allineamento in questo senso, otterrete un grande risultato.
So what you first need to do when you want to chant is you need to bring your body to the process. Sit properly. The next thing is you need to bring your mind to the practice.
La seconda cosa è che dovete portare la vostra mente nella pratica.
The way you can do this is you can look at the letters of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra while you chant.
Un modo di fare questo è di osservare le lettere della mantra di Krishna mentre cantate.
We will do a practice now with you where I will request you to chant Hare Krishna, and whenever your mind goes away, wonderful, yes. Or maybe I can give you Krishna Kirtan this. Whenever you see that your mind will drift apart from the chanting, what you do is you bring your eyes and your mind to the letters of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is called the Traktaka meditation.
Ogni volta che la mente si allontana, scivola via dal canto del mantra, riportatela alle lettere, osservate le lettere del mantra.
You all know from your practical experience that it's very difficult to concentrate when you look like this back and forth.
Voi sapete dalla vostra pratica che è molto difficile concentrarsi quando vi guardate attorno.
Why don't you do this a little bit?
Provate a fare.
And now try to concentrate on what I say. It doesn't work because your eyes are going everywhere. But if you look like a laser beam on something, laser, yes, then you can concentrate. Not when your eyes wander. So, I would like for you to chant with me Hare Krishna, and while you do this, you can look at the letters of the Maha Mantra. We will do this for a short time, like 10 minutes, but can you all see? It's difficult. Maybe we should have you have? Oh, Mana Nandini, das musst du vorher machen, diese Sachen. When you do this, yes, here, this is easy for us now. Your task is to just look at the mantra as if you are, while you're chanting, reading the mantra.
Il vostro compito è di guardare il mantra come se lo stesse leggendo mentre lo recitate.
Yogis usually look at a flame or they look at the tip of their nose, and in this way develop tremendous concentration power within the mind.
Gli yogi in genere osservano una fiamma o la punta del loro naso, e in questo modo nella loro mente sviluppano una potente concentrazione.
Once the mind is stopped from wandering back and forth, it becomes your friend. So you just learn to do this by looking at the mantra. Or what you could also do is, while you chant, you can look at the deity form of Krishna.
Quindi imparate a fare questo mentre guardate il mantra oppure mentre osservate una forma della divinità di Krishna.
So your task is now simple. Whenever your mind goes, you just go wherever you are.
Quindi il vostro compito è semplice. Ogni volta che la mente si allontana, la riportate su dove state pronunciando.
Yeah. Maybe Gaurahari, you can show with your pen how I will chant one time and where I will look.
Maharaj canterà una volta e con la penna ci mostrerà dove
guarderà. Yeah. Yes. Hare Krishna. No. Listen first. Hare Krishna. Now my mind goes to Hare. Hare Next it will go to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. This will help my mind to be present in what I do. Huh? So you please also do this. All right, let's all do it together now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Very good. Thank you very much. So, in the beginning, you take your body, you sit properly, and you pronounce properly with your mouth. And then you have to bring your mind. But without the heart, everything is useless. Without the heart, everything. With your heart, you should come into a prayerful mood. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there is one prayer in the Bhagavatam which should be chanted by everyone who wants to advance in his chanting of Hare Krishna. As O Lotus, it's a prayer. O Lotus Eyed Lord, as baby birds that have not yet developed their wings, always look for the mother to return and feed them. I look towards you like that baby bird. As small calves, always long to go to their mothers. I long to go to you, my Lord. Or as a morose wife whose husband is away from home, always longs for him to return. I long for you, my Lord. See, the baby bird wants only the mother. The little calf wants also mother cow only. And the wife who is in love only wants her husband to come and be with her. In the same way, the devotee longs for Krishna. And he prays to Krishna. Yes, yes. O holy name, let my attachment to you increase more and more.
O santo nome, fa che la mia attenzione verso di te aumenti sempre di più.
Rupa Goswami prayed like this.
Rupa Goswami pregava.
Agadamanaya Shodanandano Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopichandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Viti Aneka Svarupe Tvai Mama Rati Uchel Varatang Namadeya. O Shri Harinam, you manifest in many forms. You are Agadamana, the subduer of the Aga demon. You are Yashoda Nandana, the son of Mother Yashoda. You are the moon of the gopis and lord of Vrindavan. And you are Pranata Karuna, the compassionate master of the surrendered souls. O Krishna, let my attachment to you increase more and more. So when you chant, the first thing really is you bring your body to the practice. You focus your mind on the sound vibration and you bring some feeling to it. O Krishna, where are you? I'm lost without your mercy. Let me again come home to you. Into the land of all my opportunities. Yes. Dobro. So let us chant now with this first rule in our mind to focus. You just go through these 3 points of it: body, mind, and heart. Body, mind, and heart. Body, mind, and heart. And you align these, bring them in line, and you will see a wonderful result manifesting.
Pensate a questi 3 punti, corpo, mente e cuore, portateli in allineamento e otterrete vedrete dei bellissimi risultati.
I will help you a little bit.
Io vi aiuterò un pochino.
Let's now chant in one voice, please.
Adesso recitiamo con una voce.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Continuare, continuare. Hare. Sit properly. Sit straight.
Sit straight.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Concentrate your mind on the sound vibration. Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Bring some feeling.
Your heart.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Grazie. This was only for beginners. Now we go one step higher.
Questo era solo per principianti, ma adesso andiamo su di gradino.
You must chant with a sense of your eternal relationship with Krishna.
Dovete recitare con un senso della vostra relazione eterna con Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes it very clear in the Harinam Chintamani that if you chant without being aware that you have a relationship with Krishna, you only have the shadow of the holy name.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur dice molto chiaramente nell'Harinama Chintamani che se recitate senza una vera consapevolezza della vostra relazione con Krishna, ottenete solo un'ombra del santo.
Think for a moment, what happens if you only have a shadow of something?
Pensate per un attimo, cosa succede se avete solo un'ombra di qualcosa?
For instance, the shadow of a pizza.
Ad esempio, l'ombra di una pizza.
Will you be nourished?
Vi nutrirà, forse?
Or will you remain hungry?
O rimarrete affamati?
When you only have a shadow of the holy name, you will not be nourished spiritually, but be very, very emaciated.
Quando avrete solo l'ombra del santo nome, non sarete nutriti spiritualmente, ma sarete molto emaciati.
I think so many of you look spiritually emaciated.
Penso che molti di voi hanno l'aria emaciata spiritualmente.
The reason could be that you are not spiritually nourished enough with the full manifestation of Krishna in His holy name. When I say in our movement, you must think of your eternal relationship with Krishna, sometimes devotees have thought this is too advanced for me. No, this is too advanced for me, they say. It is, you have a relationship with Krishna. You are an eternal part of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us a simple meditation which we should apply. A relationship meditation. I want you to meditate like this.
Voglio che meditiate così.
And sit properly, please.
Sedetevi appropriatamente, per favore.
For a moment, just look a little around in the temple room, because soon I will ask you to close your eyes.
Guardatevi intorno alla stanza del tempio perché presto vi chiederò di chiudere gli occhi.
I request you to sit tall.
Vi richiedo di sedervi dritti.
Slowly close your eyes.
Lentamente chiudete gli occhi.
Breathe in very deeply.
Respirate molto profondamente.
And exhale deeply.
Ed espirate profondamente.
Forget the tensions of the day.
Dimenticate le tensioni della giornata.
You're now in a wonderful temple room with devotees of Krishna.
Ora siete in una bellissima sala del tempio con i devoti di Krishna.
And soon you will meditate about Krishna.
E presto voi mediterete su Krishna.
Whenever you breathe in, say to yourself, in.
Ogni volta che ispirate, dite a voi stessi.
In.
In.
Yeah. When you exhale, say to yourself, out.
E quando respirate, dite a voi stessi, fuori.
Kindly watch your breath.
Osservate il vostro respiro.
In and out. In and out.
Dentro e fuori.
Now in your mind's eye, go to your heart space.
Ora gli occhi della mente vanno nello spazio del cuore.
Inside your heart, there is you, the eternal soul.
Nel vostro cuore c'è l'anima eterna.
You are eternal, full of bliss and knowledge.
Siete eternamente pieni di conoscenza e felicità.
But very small.
Molto piccolo.
You're part of Krishna, who is your infinite master.
La vostra parte di Krishna è il maestro infinito. Siete parte di Krishna, il vostro maestro infinito.
You are only here in this world to realize your relationship with Krishna.
Avete bisogno di questo mondo solo per realizzare la vostra relazione con Krishna.
You have arrived in this human form of life to realize your blissful relationship with the Lord.
Siete arrivati in questa forma umana per comprendere la vostra relazione di gioia con il Signore.
In your mind, I now listen to a wonderful prayer.
Ora, negli occhi della vostra mente, ascoltate questa bellissima preghiera.
My dear Lord Krishna,
mio caro Signore Krishna,
I have forgotten you for so many long years in this material world.
Ti ho dimenticato per così tanti anni in questo mondo materiale.
But today I'm surrendering unto you.
Ma oggi mi sto sottomettendo.
I'm your sincere and serious servant.
Sono il tuo sincero e serio servitore.
Please engage me in your service.
Per favore, impegnami nel tuo servizio.
Please, my dear devotees, forget everything around you.
Per favore, mi cari devoti.
For a moment just think that you are a sincere and serious servant of Krishna. Think of your opportunity. to again become reunited with Him through loving service. And together with me, chant in this consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So this would be a second point or second level of the Kirtan arrow of chanting in sambandha, in a sense of relationship.
Quindi questo sarebbe il secondo livello della nostra freccia del Kirtan.
Yeah.
Ossia cantare nel sambandha, nella relazione.
But this is also still the beginning.
Ma anche questo è solo l'inizio.
We will go one step further.
Ne andremo ora un gradino più in là.
That is to chant with a feeling of seva, of service.
E cioè cantare con un sentimento di servizio.
And Rupa Goswami has written a beautiful verse which goes like this. Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Krayam Indriyai Sevan Mukehi Jivado Svayam Vivat Spuratyada. There he says that the holy name will only manifest on in someone's life who is Sevan Mukhe.
Rupa Goswami dice in questo bellissimo verso che il Santo Nome si manifesta solo nella vita di colui che è Sevan Mukhe.
Unmukha means face, and Sevan Mukhe means his face is turned towards seva, or service. Krishna only comes to someone who has a service spirit. Krishna is not like the waiter in a restaurant where you say, "Hey waiter, come, come." Krishna only come. You are his servant, not Krishna. Krishna is not your servant. So you must be a servant in your chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Only then Krishna will manifest.
Solo allora Krishna si manifesta.
The the mouth, you must have a service mouth.
Dovete avere una bocca di servizio.
A service tongue.
Una
a service face.
Una faccia
service hands.
Mani per servizio.
Service body. Service mind.
Una mente per servizio.
Everything service. Then Krishna becomes attracted.
E allora Krishna diventa attratto.
And appears.
E appare.
If you don't have a service mentality, Krishna, you will only chant the letters of the holy name, but Krishna will remain absent.
Se non avete una mentalità di servizio, voi reciterete solo le lettere del Santo Nome, ma Krishna non apparirà.
Do you know this feeling that you chant, but there's no Krishna?
Avete avuto questa sensazione che voi cantate, ma non c'è Krishna?
It's such dry chanting. You are not a servant. You are an enjoyer. Yeah. You are dull. A material being. Only if you are enlivened with the current of Seva, 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 then Krishna appears.
Solo se siete imbevuti di spirito di seva, allora otterrete Krishna.
No one can understand the transcendental nature of the name, form, quality and pastimes of Krishna through his material contaminated senses. No one.
Attraverso i suoi sensi materiali contaminati, nessuno può comprendere le glorie, il nome, i passatempi di Krishna.
Only when one becomes spiritually saturated by transcendental service to the Lord are the transcendental name of the Lord revealed to him.
Solo quando si diventa saturi del servizio trascendentale al Signore viene rivelato il nome trascendentale del Signore.
Krishna. Do you know Maharaj Bharata?
Conoscete Maharaj Bharata?
Sì. You know he had a slip?
Sapete che ha avuto una caduta?
As a result of his fall down, he was born a deer.
E come risultato di questa caduta, nacque come un cervo.
But he, when he died, he said, Hari Narayan, and smilingly, in the deer body, left his body.
Ma quando morì pronunciò Hari Narayana sorridendo, in questo modo lasciò il corpo del cervo.
A deer cannot say Hari Narayan.
Un cervo non può dire Hari Narayan.
The deer can only say no chance of saying Hari Narayan.
Nessuna chance di poter dire Hari Narayan.
Why did this deer chant the names of Krishna? Because he was a servant of Krishna, and the Lord appeared on his tongue, on his dull tongue, with a transcendental sound vibration of the names.
Perché era un servitore di Krishna, quindi Krishna parve sulla sua ottusa lingua, perché lui era un servitore Krishna.
So when you chant, my dear devotees, you should do that in a service spirit. You should pray to Krishna to appear for some service. Here is something for you from Gopal Guru Goswami. When you chant, these are some meditations. The first Hari in the Hare Krishna mantra means, O Radha, please capture my heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life.
Il primo Hari del mantra di Krishna vuol dire, per favore Radha, cattura il mio cuore e liberami dall'incatenamento del mondo materiale.
Oh Krishna, please pull my heart to you. There are in this book Nam Rahasya, which we hope one day will appear in Italian. We have not given up hope. There you will find 12 meditations to be done, meditations for service when you chant. Yes. Prabhupada gave us one very nice service meditation. Yes. He said, when we chant, we should simply meditate, my dear Lord Krishna, please engage me in your service. So I will now sing the Hare Krishna mantra with you. And I request you to think about rendering service to Krishna. You can, in your mind's eye, go to a place which is sacred for you, maybe this temple, or maybe some of you like to go to Vrindavan in your mind's eye. And you can pray while you sing the holy name for nice service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama, Rama
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. When I chant, I sometimes imagine Krishna stands before me and I'm putting garlands of jasmine flowers around his beautiful transcendent body, which remind him of Srimati Radharani.
Quando canto, certe volte immagino che Krishna sia davanti a me e io gli metto sul suo bellissimo collo trascendentale una bella ghirlanda di fiori di gelsomino e per me lui è come Radha.
My point is, we should chant in a service mode. Move yourself out of the center and move Krishna into the center. You are meant for His pleasure. And when you understand that, when you chant, you can chant for a long time. But if you wait for your own ecstasy, when do I get high? Krishna might let you go through a desert for a million years. Krishna may let you go through a desert through a thousand years. Put Krishna into the center. Move out of the center. Fast. You are for His pleasure. He's not for your pleasure. And when you can do that, you will be so happy. You so relieved. A sad material life has come to an end the moment you understand you're meant to please Krishna through your chanting. We have two more points. I will go through the last points really fast, then I will distribute to you my gifts. The fourth point is called opening the heart. It is actually developing the mood in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to always lament, "Where are you, Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj?" He used to say, "I'm like a fever patient, a dying patient who only wants water. This much I, in the same way, I only want the water of Krishna."
Lui diceva lo stesso modo in cui un moribondo, una persona con la febbre alta, cerca l'acqua, allo stesso modo io voglio Krishna, voglio solo Krishna.
He used to say that I have fallen into the ocean of material life and I'm being thrown here and there by the violent waves of my desires.
Lui diceva, sono caduto nell'oceano materiale della vita e sono gettato qua e là dalle onde terribili della mia dei desideri materiali.
Let us bring it now a little bit more to us. He used to say, "I'm drowning. I'm a drowning man. Please help me, Krishna." I think last time I came here to Prabhupada Desh, I told you how I was once swimming into the Atlantic Ocean. You know, I had taken a bath in the Canarian Islands. And I had not looked at the warning signs at the beach. I had not looked at the warning signs at the beach. I remember when I was swimming out of the, I think it's called Laguna, I was swimming so fast. I was thinking to phone my secretary and that she could register me for the Olympic Games in swimming. I felt I was really feeling very good. I was swimming like a Kirtan Fletcher, you know, like the Kirtan arrow. but when I wanted to return to the beach, I could see it was not possible. I had been pulled by the, it's called by the tide. And I remember I tried to find my way back to the beach, but the more I swam, the more I was pulled out into the violent waves of the high Atlantic Ocean. Oh. Then I began to panic. I vomited. Vomitato, oh my God, so much vomitato. And then I prayed to my Lord, oh Krishna, I was hoping to die very gentlemanly in the, you know, I would be in Vrindavan and I would tell my disciples, okay, now is my glorious hour, put me in the dust of Vrindavan. But here I'm drowning like a normal German tourist who has, you know, I was feeling very humiliated. Tedesco, wow. Turista tedesco, what a shame, you know. You know, then I prayed to Krishna. Krishna, if you think that I should be saved, please give me an intelligence how to get out of this here.
Allora ho pregato Krishna, per favore, se tu pensi di volermi salvare, dammi l'intelligenza per capire come uscire da questo.
I'm in absolute panic.
Sono assolutamente in panico.
Then I heard a voice.
E allora udì una voce.
I will send you now waves.
Che mi diceva, adesso ti manderò delle onde.
When a wave comes, you swim with the wave.
Quando l'onda arriva, tu nuota con l'onda.
It will bring you towards the beach.
Then
when you lose the wave, don't fight as you are pulled back into the ocean. I will send another wave. And in this way I was going to the, let us say, here's the beach. I was going in this direction with the wave. Then when the wave had overtaken me, I was again pulled back. You know, I was going like 13 meters, 12 meters, 30 meters, 12 meters. Like.
In questo modo andavo così con l'onda, andavo avanti di 30 metri e poi retrocedevo di 12, andavo avanti di altri 30 e poi dietro di 12,
eccetera. It took 1 hour.
Ci volle un'ora.
Before I was back.
Prima di ritornare.
Then I was at the, finally came to the beach and collapsed. And again, vomitato. Yeah. Krishna. And even now, sometimes when I have fever, I feel this 30 meters, 12 meters, 30 meters. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says like this, I'm drowning in the ocean of material life. Please, my Lord, save me. take me a salvamento, take me out of this ocean of birth and death. Without your love, I'm lost. I cannot help myself. Alone, I am totally helpless. I have no control over my mind and my senses. If you don't do a merciful investment in my case, I'm lost. I'm totally lost. Oh Krishna, come and save me. Where are you? One day has passed, and I have not seen you. 1 hour has passed. 1 minute. 1 second. Where are you? This is the mood in separation. This is how a devotee chants. He can chant this verse from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ayi nanna tanu yakinkaram patitang mam vishame bhavamburu. Oh, son of Maharaj Nanda Krishna, I'm your eternal servitor. Yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please come and pick me up from this ocean. Please. This is kirtan in separation. This chanting in separation. When you open your closed heart and sincerely pray to Krishna to come and help you. Make connection. Open your heart. Close your mind. Hare Krishna. Now the last is welcoming the divine gift. It means to chant in a mood of surrender. This is a long, long subject. And we will talk maybe tomorrow about it. I would like to now end our little kirtan workshop by singing a song to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Adesso vorrei entrare nel nostro piccolo laboratorio di kirtan cantando una canzone per Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Oh, wonderful. It is, my God, is this beautiful. It is Gauranga Karuna Koro. Oh, my dear Lord Gauranga.
Oh, mio caro Signore Gauranga.
Please show your mercy to this lowly and destitute soul.
Per favore, mostra la tua misericordia a questa povera anima
destituita. Oh, Lord, there is no one more fallen than myself in all the three worlds.
Oh, Signore, non c'è una persona più caduta di me in tutti i tre mondi.
Krishna, I have an idea. Before we sing it, I have a wonderful exercise for you. Please turn to your neighbor. I will ask you a question. And then you have to discuss it in Italian. Let me see, who has not yet found a neighbor?
Vediamo, chi che non ha ancora trovato un vicino?
So look around.
Guardate di intorno.
It's very important that you participate in this exercise.
Molto importante partecipare a questo esercizio.
You have found Guru Charan. Wonderful. Everyone has found a neighbor? You're the daughter of Madhavipriya. Wonderful. Such a big daughter. She can carry you on her shoulders. So. All right. Who is partner A? Raise your hand. Okay, partner B will go first.
Inizierai invece partner B.
Aha! So, before you start talking,
prima di iniziare a parlare,
here's your question.
Questa è la vostra domanda.
What have I learned this evening?
Cosa ho imparato io questa sera?
Spiritual points.
Punti
spirituali. Share it with your neighbor. And then your neighbor, and you know, when you say, I have learned this, you should be willing to apply this in your life. After you have done this exercise, I will give you a little card where you can find the 5 points of improved chanting.
Dopo aver fatto questo piccolo esercizio vi darò una cartolina dove troverete i 5 punti con i quali migliorare il canto.
Yes. So please start now. You have about 7 minutes time.
Quindi iniziate adesso, vi darò 7 minuti.
Give your best.
Date il vostro meglio.
Strain your Italian brain.
Sforzate il vostro cervello italiano.
Start now, Haribo!
Let's enjoy this little pause. I will just see how I will close now everything. So,
Loud?
eternity.
Sigoni taiki dai. Hare Krishna. I'm thanking you very much. Oops. I thought at the end of our little gathering this evening, we will sing this very, very nice song to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is a song appealing for his mercy.
Penso che alla fine, come finale di questa riunione, canteremo una canzone dedicata al Signore Chaitanya, dove si richiede la sua misericordia.
We have started our little presentation this evening by telling how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained his mission, his main upaya or means how he would help others attain love of Godhead is the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Abbiamo spiegato all'inizio di questa breve presentazione di come il Signore Chaitanya ha definito il mezzo attraverso cui arrivare al Signore, cioè il canto del mantra.
So if you want to get the Hare Krishna mantra, it's good to beg Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his merciful gift of the mantra.
Quindi se volete ottenere il mantra, il canto del mantra di Krishna, dovete supplicare il Signore Chaitanya per ottenere la sua
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has given us a wonderful meditation to be conducted while we touch our japamala with our feet, hands.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur ha dato una bellissima meditazione che possiamo usare quando tocchiamo il japa con le mani.
He has said that we should meditate that with our hands we are touching the lotus toes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Like this, a devotee who chants Hare Krishna makes actually a contact with Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And through this contact, he actually becomes empowered to chant properly. I really want to say to you that many of our older devotees are becoming more and more convinced that this process of Krishna consciousness will work for those who become dedicated chanters.
E voglio dire anche che man mano che i devoti diventeranno più convinti che questo processo funziona, saranno sempre più dedicati al canto della mamma.
My intelligence will not help me.
La mia intelligenza non mi aiuterà.
My physical strength will not. My physical strength will not help me to become Krishna conscious. My charisma will not help me to become Krishna conscious. My pizza will not help me to become Krishna conscious. Only the mercy of the holy name will help. So therefore, in Krishna consciousness, the devotee sincerely takes shelter in the chanting of the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you basically have to do two things if you want to take shelter on Nam Ashraya. You have to chant in a humble state of mind, Trinadapi, and with a longing, a longing of a dying man for water. This is how you have to call out for Krishna. So we will now sing this beautiful prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I really request you to sing very nicely. O my dear Lord Gauranga, please show your mercy to me. Please compassionately reside in the temple of my heart. I am drowning in the waves of the ocean of the material world. Kindly give me the boat of your divine lotus feet and save me. Gauranga karuna koro, dinahina jane. Gauranga karuna koro. Gauranga karuna koro, dinahina jane. Gauranga Mosama potita pabhu nahi tribhuvane. Mosama potita pabhu Samad Patita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Samad Patita Prabhu.
Jaya Dante Trinadhari Gaura Daki he tomara Dante Trinadhari Gaura Jaya Dante Trinadhari Gaura Dakite Tomara Deo kripa kori esho ama Hridaye mandira Kori esho ama Hridaya mandire Yadi dayana karibe Oh! Poti te tibiya Yadi dayana karibe Poti te tibiya Oh! Yadi dayana karibe Patita de Kriya Patita Pavana Nama Kisera Lagia Patita Pavana Nama Kisera Lagia Gaura 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 E pode ti dava tu cane Nahi kane sarala Jaya pade chidava tupane Nahi kane sarala Charana charani dhane Jase karo para Charana charani dhane Jase karo para Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Anudasa. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jase Anudasa. Prathana Kareya Sara Narottamadasa. Goranga Karuna Karo Hina Hina Jane. Goranga Karuna Karo Hina Hina Jane. Mopotita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane. Mopotita Prabhu Nahi Tribhuvane.
Everybody, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh, oh, Masipo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhu Parajaya, Prabhu Parajaya, Prabhu Parajaya, Prabhu Parajaya. Jai Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai. Gaura Nithai, Raya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha, Govinda Radha, Govinda Radha. Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Varavaraja Gajarya Ashtaja Satasi Simatis Tivayengres Sila Avet Charanaravinda Sila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai.